Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi there, everyone. I'm telling you, June is flying by, and that's okay, because we are in the midst of a great summer where we're looking forward and we're being positive and we're doing things in our personal and in our professional lives that are going to benefit ourselves and those that we love. A special shout out to our friends over at True Color Salon and Spa over on Old Dixie. I went in this past weekend and Candace did an amazing job making me feel very comfortable, helping get rid of all of those dead ends from tying my hair up in a knot as I've been river roaming down a few different waterways here throughout the beautiful state of Florida with my family on board our new pontoon. If you get a chance, check out riverromanwiththetilleries.com. We're on Instagram and on Facebook. And if you're thinking about exploring doing a little glamping, right, which is camping with a lot of perks and amenities, check it out. You'll see some checklists, some recipes, some do's and don'ts. We're just getting it going, but it's a fun thing to share, and hopefully it'll be good advice for the things that we've already been able to vet on behalf of our fans and our listeners, our audience, so that you can just get right out there and start making memories with your families too. So that's really something very cool. And True Colors, once again, they had their best Father's Day yet. So many people came in and supported them, picked up gift certificates and the like. So they have a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. If you're not happy, they'll bring you back in until you are. The space is really big, so there's no fear of being too close to anyone in these sensitive times. And they have stylists that can accommodate any budget. So you can look your best, you can afford it, and you can do it at a time that works well in your schedule, because they do offer evening hours for those of us who work. Yes, it's a thing. Very, very grateful for our friends over at True Colors. So here in the studio is one of my favorite ladies who helps me do good just by being able to participate in the various events that they host throughout the year. I am so excited that she's back on the show with us again. We have our executive director of the Little Birthday Angels, the one, the only, Miss Angel Peach. How are you, sweetheart?
Hi, Miss Anna. I'm doing amazing. Thank you.
It's been hard because we haven't all been able to connect. Typically, you would be at the Vero Premier Women's Lunch the second Friday of every month, which is an event that I love to host. It's great for professional ladies and those that are new into the business world or those who have retired, just to make some connections and to be able to know the individuals that they want to be able to do business with.
I love it.
And before, the Little Birthday Angels was our first charity to be able to benefit from the proceeds that we get from the luncheon. And we were able to procure some gift cards that you were able to then give out to teens throughout the year. And you gave me some of their favorite stores for them to go to. We went and filled up a pinata full of gift cards. Wasn't that fun?
That's right. It was the truck.
It was the white glove truck. Always pinata. Be branding. I'm just saying, folks. If you didn't know, I represent White Glove Moving and Storage, and it was the cutest darn pinata, wasn't it? And all the goodies inside. In fact, White Glove just helped move you into a new location.
Oh, those boys were amazing. No, boys. Strapping young men.
Valid.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, they had two trucks.
That's how much stuff that Little Birthday Angels has.
And so now we're at the Indian River Mall, and it has been fabulous. We call it the Birthday Workshop.
I love that. Very catchy.
Love it. And it gives us enough space that now larger groups of volunteers come in, help us wrap. It's just a fun environment.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I mean, honestly, after the last visionary dinner, which I had the privilege of being able to help facilitate, to see the big bags that you put together, there's no doubt that just all of those things alone would have filled up a moving truck. I mean, wow, what you do to make a positive impact on these kids is really special. So for our listeners that aren't familiar with Little Birthday Angels, can you just quickly give us a synopsis, and then we're going to delve in a little deeper on some things, Angel?
We provide birthday gifts and parties for homeless kids here on the Treasure Coast. We have monthly birthday parties at four shelters, Hibiscus House, Samaritan Center, Hope for Family Center, and then down in Jensen, the Hibiscus Children's Center there. And then we also deliver gifts to 17 schools right now. So we're serving almost 500 kids a year right now. And they're all registered as homeless with the school system.
And of course, it's all done very discreetly.
Yes.
And so definitely. Those birthday bags that I was talking about, it's like a big duffel bag. So yes. No one really knows what's inside when they're being gifted. But those are actually given and distributed through the schools then?
Yes. So we work with the homeless liaisons at the schools. We don't get to meet the children. So it's very discreet. The duffel bag is filled with all the wrapped gifts, but it's just one functional, a big duffel bag to carry their things in. But then it's to give them all their gifts discreetly. We give all new gifts. They all get an outfit, pair of shoes, blanket, toiletries, snacks, things from a personal wish list, water bottles, which I know I have a big stash waiting for us outside.
From the White Glove team, we have hundreds and hundreds of water bottles for you, sister.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really, and those are all things that these kids are going to be able to benefit in using throughout the year. So I love the functionality. And at the Visionary Dinner, the call to action was so sincere because for you and your volunteers to compose that and get everything in it, those bags are worth hundreds of dollars. So obviously it does require the generosity of businesses and individuals alike to help make that a reality for these children.
Most definitely.
Okay. So March was the final time that we all got to meet. March was the campaign where you ask businesses to host a basket. Each month, it's something different for the basket. So March was water bottles. And at the February ladies' lunch, I said, I'll do a basket, not knowing what it was going to be. Thank heavens it was water bottles, right? Because I'm good at water bottles. I got little kid ones. I got teen ones. I mean, water bottles is like nailing it. The next month, it was like, well, unfortunately, I don't think we did one for April. But it was supposed to be gifts for girls. And I was like, well, that's just a broad spectrum. The water bottles really gave me like a direction.
Well, July is easy. It's wrapping paper.
Well, perfect.
Wrapping paper and scotch tape refills.
Ideal.
And we really need older kid wrapping paper because everyone loves donating just like little kid gifts. They love donating the cute little kid wrapping paper.
Sure.
So, you know, we celebrate their birthdays all the way up to they turn 18.
So. Got it. So do some more sophisticated patterns or some solids. You know, and then that's very feasible to get done.
We go through a lot of wrapping paper.
I bet that's an understatement. I can only imagine. I got to go in and see the workshop.
Oh, it is. You haven't been there yet.
I haven't been in.
Oh, it's so exciting. It's just such a fun environment.
Well,
we have the most amazing volunteers.
You really do. Mm-hmm. I mean, the volunteers, they bake, they wrap gifts, they do it all.
They deliver
the gifts. Decorate.
I mean... What's more fun than celebrating kids' birthdays?
Like nothing. I mean, birthdays are always
it's a
great celebration. Right. And it's always individualized for that person. So, you know, a birthday is always special. And it's great that you put those dots together and are able to make such a positive impact. So when COVID happened, Little Birthday Angels didn't stop. It slowed us down a little bit, but we didn't stop. So what were some of the things that changed in the past 12 weeks?
Well, one, we weren't even allowed in. To our facility. So gratefully, we had designated funds for gifts. So we were able to go out and purchase gifts at that time. And still the kids at the shelters, we weren't allowed to have the over-the-top birthday parties like we have every month. But we were able to deliver the cupcakes, all the gifts. And then only a few kids at the schools, the liaisons were able to work with us to deliver gifts. So that... unfortunately, but I know come the fall, sadly, there might be larger numbers come the fall. So we're really trying to gear up and have enough gifts to really, as soon as we go back, we're in full force.
Yeah, because with school switching to virtual, now you didn't have the ability for the distribution to happen through the liaisons.
Exactly.
So those were some incredible curveballs, yet you all persevered and figured out ways that you could still make these kids feel special. And one of the things that helps in creating these funds is that you all know how to host a great event. I mean, it's not just because you host birthday parties regularly.
Or we have the best MC ever.
Oh, that is so sweet. Isn't she the sweetest, folks? I mean, if you've never met Angel, she is just a delight. But she's genuinely this nice. Anyone whose last name is Peach is really just sweet as a peach, I tell you what. But you all really do a great job with the events. It pulls business people from Indian River and from St. Lucie counties, and it just gets everyone on the same page, and everyone comes ready to have fun because it benefits the kids. And I've just always been so impressed with what you've been able to put together. So Crushing It at the Winery is a signature event that happens in the spring. Hovering somewhere around Easter, because Easter just kind of flips itself. Sometimes it's in April, sometimes it's in March. It's the most complicated holiday. Everything else has like a steady formula except for Easter. It just does whatever it wishes. But it's usually in early spring, and obviously we had to forego that. Yet it's already on the calendar for 2021.
Where the event is kind of postponed. And so, because we did receive sponsorships for that event, I mean, we were ready to go. We had, because of COVID, we had to cancel 12 fundraisers. I mean, that was thousands and thousands of dollars that we were expecting to receive. But we're waiting till full capacity, but it doesn't look like the winery would be ready for that until come probably next spring.
Yeah.
So, but we have the Battle of the Realtors coming,
which is super fun. So last year was the first time.
On the calendar. It's October 8th.
October 8th.
Super fun.
It is super fun. And this is a great opportunity for our real estate professionals, as well as those businesses that benefit or support the real estate industry, to get involved. Do you want to delve a little deeper? Because we've got a lot of folks that are engaged in the real estate industry that are like, tell me more.
Oh, I couldn't believe, one, the competitiveness. So it's Battle of the Realtors. It's at Vero Bowl. And last year was our first, and upcoming October 8th will be our second annual. Anna will be emceeing the event. It was so much fun. She had everyone just excited and going. And so we'll have teams of four. And then we have sponsorships with businesses related to, like you said, like mortgage companies,
title
companies, exactly, and home inspectors.
Oh yeah, that's
so,
a big one.
We were able. It includes dinner. It includes your T-shirt. It's just a fun event, and everyone was just that night so excited talking about next year.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And there's prizes.
Yes.
And there's auctions.
There's a large trophy that the winner gets to house for the year.
I mean, bragging rights are everything. Oh, let's face it.
Oh, to these realtors, no doubt.
Yeah. And it was great because it's not often, I mean, our local real estate association, Realtors Association, is very active, and it meets monthly for a lunch, yet it's not always where you can get all of these different offices and all of these people in a similar industry together under one roof, all for a great cause, of course. So that, I mean, there was people that hadn't seen each other in years and years, because life just gets in the way, business happens, meetings, and there's other conflicts. So it was like a reunion across so many aisles. It was awesome.
Yep. Everyone, this year there'll be not only the prizes for the highest scores, but then team spirit.
Aha.
Because we saw that was a thing.
Right. I mean, there were folks that came in tutus and glitter, and it was
wigs.
That's what I'm talking about. Why
Super
not?
Super fun.
And so if someone's thinking, gosh, it'd be nice to put together a team, or we want to help support this and know that we can underwrite it, how do they go about reaching out to Little Birthday Angels and making that happen?
Well, Loretta's, she's our fundraising chair on our board, and Loretta at littlebirthdayangels.org. Simple enough. Just email her, and she's got the packages, different sponsorship levels, and then also the team registrations.
Now, Loretta also is
my mommy
and the most talented balloon artist on the planet.
You have to go to her Facebook page, Balloon Palooza.
It's amazing.
You will be blown away. And you say balloon artist, and you think of, you know, like dogs, you know, the twisty
sure,
dogs.
Sure. She's not like a clown attraction.
No.
She's like, she can create a world out of just balloons. And what's so cool is that when you all host these birthday parties at the different shelters, the kids, I mean, especially pre-COVID, and hopefully once we get back mm-hmm. to some sort of normalcy post-COVID, get transported into a whole different universe when they walk in and they see thousands of different colored balloons that create a whole new landscape, whether it's something tropical or something fanciful.
We have pirate themes. Yeah. We have minion themes. Every month is a different themed party. Oh. And then who's ever baking the cupcakes make the cupcakes into the theme as well. I mean, most of these kids have never had a birthday party.
Right.
Ever. So sometimes we'll have magicians at the parties, Kona ice, face painters. I mean, they've just never experienced, you know, what a lot of our kids are expecting.
Right. They're just like, whoa. I mean, their eyes, they're just so full of surprise and delightment. And she takes that same, so Loretta has that same expertise that she translates into the various signature events, right? So at Crushing It at the Winery, I mean, it's just awesome what she's able to create. Same case in point with Battle of the Bartenders. So, I mean, it's really, you know. Battle of the Realtors. It's so interesting to see how it can be transformed, because decor matters.
Mm-hmm.
Decor will take you to a whole different place. And so you really...
One of the things that really makes our event special, too.
For sure. It really does.
One, having you host it, I mean, hands down, makes an event. I mean, and I'm not just saying that because I'm talking to you. But just hands down, that really makes a difference of just kind of transporting people and kind of directing them. And
right, because people want to have a good time, mm-hmm. but if they don't know what to do, they mm-hmm. might be hesitant. So if you have somebody that's willing to engage and get them excited and mm-hmm. just to go along with things without them even really thinking about it,
mm-hmm.
then they're more so going to have a better time.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so now you touched on something that I think is very interesting to our listeners before we go on a short commercial break, is that if we have some people that are out in the audience and they say, I would love to donate some of my services to help make those birthday parties and those special events come to life. Maybe they themselves are face painters or magicians or something along those lines, fairy hair, whatever it might mm-hmm. be. How can they go about getting on the roster and when it works in their schedule be able to participate?
Well, just simply our emails are easy, either Angel or Heather at littlebirthdayangels.org.
That's simple.
Just simple. You don't have
Plant
to remember
the
a
seed.
Number. Just
yeah.
Angel at littlebirthdayangels.org.
Oh, it's so appropriate. She really is an angel, folks. Okay, so in the studio, Angel Peach, Little Birthday Angels. We're catching up to see what they have in store post-COVID and things that we can do as a community in the interim to help bring their mission of making every child feel special on their birthday a reality. You're listening to the Vero Insider, Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back throughout Indian River County. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get boxy nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, Treasure Coast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today. All right, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you heard that commercial for our friends over at White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. We are, in fact, hiring. If you know of anybody that likes heavy lifting and working in a team environment, looking for some full-time work, full benefits, have them apply online at whiteglovesusa.com. Special thank you to Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week for all your manicure, pedicure, waxing, and lash extension needs. You know, there's a huge uptick in lash extensions right now because everyone wearing the face masks. They really want their eyes to pop. You can look like Princess Jasmine. Yeah. Compliments of Foxy Nails. They really know what they're doing. Great prices. You can always get a gift certificate, but remember, appointments are very important these days. And Caliber Home Loans. Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. It's always a complimentary survey. They can sit down with you, talk about your finances in real time, and get you in the home of your dream that you can afford, that you will love, that you can customize. And they're huge community supporters. They were one of our sponsors last year.
Yes.
For Battle of the Realtors, which is set for October 8th. To benefit the Little Birthday Angels. And that's, of course, at Vero Bowl, which is a great venue. And they are open for business again.
Yes.
So it's just nice that there's some semblance of normalcy coming back. Become a birthday hero, committing just $20 per month. Angel, tell me more.
Well, our duffel bags that we talked about, we call them birthday bags of hope. So within that, I just real quickly, I'll say again what's in them. They get an outfit. They get a pair of shoes. They get a blanket, reusable water bottle, snacks, toiletries, school supplies, things from a personal wish list. And all of this is in a birthday bag of hope. And that is valued at $240. So for $20 a month, that will purchase one duffel bag a year for a child. And we serve now over 450 homeless children a year.
Which is looking to expand when we get back in the fall. So for just $20 a month, you can make a huge impact on some of these homeless children that honestly, they will never forget this generosity. And they won't know it came from you.
No.
But just know that it will make a difference in this kid's life.
I mean, there's nowhere on the bag. It's not like it has our logo. We're very discreet. We do put birthday cards in it that we say from Little Birthday Angels. So
sure.
They know that. But
And yes. You can do that right from the website.
Yes. Simple enough. On the website, littlebirthdayangels.org, click the donate button. It gives you the option to do a one-time donation or a monthly donation. So just put in $20, $40, whatever, however many bags you want to sponsor, and put a monthly donation.
That's beautiful. And they make it so easy. The monthly donation basket, as we come into the month of July, we're looking for wrapping paper and scotch tape refills. It's really easy to host the basket. There's no cost. They handle all the logistics. They drop off the basket empty. They pick it up full.
Yes.
It's pretty simple.
We have right now about 20 baskets that we can have at various businesses. Every month we change the sign for whatever
the call to action is.
Yes, exactly.
And so if they want to sign up and a business says, listen, I can't commit to blank dollars per month, but I could fill a basket with wrapping paper and scotch tape, how do they get in touch with you?
Just angel at littlebirthdayangels.org.
And then just a special reminder, ladies and gentlemen, that there are volunteer opportunities to manage inventory, wrap and deliver gifts, the various fundraising events, the next one, October 8th. So peruse the website.
Yes.
Get familiar with this awesome organization. Angel, thank you so much for what you and your team of volunteers are able to accomplish each and every year. Until next week, cheers, everyone.